The coronavirus crisis is creating huge health concerns for the Central and South Coasts. But as businesses close and more people end up out of work, experts say it's all but certain we're in for some tough economic times as well.
This is going to have a very big impact on the region, and it's going to have an especially big impact on economically vulnerable groups, you know, low-wage workers, families living paycheck to paycheck, small businesses that are struggling to get by, the nonprofit sector. All of these groups are going to be very seriously impacted.
Matthew Feenup is executive director of California Lutheran University's Center for Economic Research and Forecasting. The Economist admits it's difficult to even get a handle on the situation and how bad it could get.
This is a very fluid situation, and so far over the last several days, at every point where we have done some analysis and made a forecast, 24 hours later, the forecast has been obsolete. So the thing that's most striking is just the breadth of closures and the extent of economic activity that's been retired.
Feenup says one thing is certain, we're headed into a recession.
Our current forecast is for a recession beginning in the second quarter, and we expect at least a moderate recession, not a mild one. We are anticipating at least two quarters of economic contraction for the United States economy. And so I don't think it's premature. What's premature is we don't know the extent, just how deep it will be, but the amount of economic activity that has been suspended is absolutely breathtaking. The size of the economy has to contract.
The Economist talks about the potential impacts for Ventura County.
Ventura County was already a weak economy, so we saw a dramatic slowdown in economic growth over the last 5 years. We actually saw a labor force that was declining in size. We saw an exodus of people that was accelerating as individuals and households left the county for other areas of the country with greater opportunity. And this last year, we saw population decline for the first time in the county. So we were already a weak economy to begin with, unfortunately, and it means that the impacts will be even more dramatic.
Feenup says Santa Barbara County is in somewhat better shape, but with its tourism industry being hard hit by the situation, the results won't be good.
What I see in Santa Barbara County is a strong leisure and hospitality sector. That's an area where Santa Barbara will see very significant impacts. I also do see an economy that in Santa Barbara County that was already challenging for people in lower wage sectors. I do expect Santa Barbara to be hit hard, and again, the impacts to be felt disproportionately across economically vulnerable groups. But Santa Barbara County was stronger than Ventura County to begin with.
The federal government is scrambling to try to deal with the economic impacts of coronavirus, taking action like having the Federal Reserve lowering the interest rate and pushing back the federal income tax deadline. But Feenup says the crisis is just too big for the government to make a difference.
I don't think it's possible for government policy, either fiscal or monetary policy, to avoid recession. So there is no stimulus that will prevent recession. The only thing that can prevent recession is a very different trajectory for the transmission of the disease. But that being said, because of the crisis response and the way that it will disproportionately harm economically vulnerable groups, I do think there's really important steps the government needs to make to provide for those economically vulnerable groups. So I do welcome some of the things that are being discussed in Washington, D.C.
But the Economist also says we need to have perspective about the situation. The moves like closing bars and limiting restaurant operations may hurt the economy, but are also key to stopping the virus.
The trade-off, and obviously a really important one, you know, the more economic activity we retire right now, the more we save lives. You know, we are taking steps to slow the rate of transmission because we believe it will genuinely save lives. But the reality is that all of these closures and all of this retired economic activity will have a dramatic effect.
That's Matthew Feenup, executive director of the California Lutheran University Center for Economic Research and Forecasting, talking about the potential economic impacts of the coronavirus crisis. Cal Lutheran is the parent of KCLU. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.